On the deep tech side, machine learning researchers are making rapid progress. Liquid AI just dropped their LFM2. 5 retrievers, which are new 350 million parameter models designed for fast multilingual cross-lingual search across 11 languages. They offer two types, a dense bi-encoder and a late interaction model that sets new benchmarks in key academic tests. Meanwhile, the reasoning space is heating up with Vibe Thinker 3B, an open-source 3 billion parameter model built on QN2. 5 that shows massive improvements in areas like verifiable math and complex coding tasks. On the infrastructure side, Yandex has released YFF, a zero-copy wire format for Protobuf that promises much faster read speeds than previous formats. And developers are getting more flexible with their tooling, with Relay AI offering a simple CLI to route connections across various AI providers, like Claude Code and Codex, allowing users to consolidate multiple subscriptions into one workflow. In terms of practical application, the focus is heavily on agent capabilities and real-world deployment. In r/OpenClaw, there's strong excitement around giving AI agents direct access to physical devices, like connecting an agent to a full Android phone to let it send texts, make calls, or run apps just like a human user. Another notable win came from a professional deploying OpenClaw into a small business to bridge communication gaps between systems, like calculating staff hours across separate ticketing and finance platforms, demonstrating that these agents are powerful operational lifelines. The conversation in r/AI-assisted reinforces this agentic trend. We saw discussions about the advanced GLM-5.2 model, which shifts the focus from simple chatting to actual doing. There's also a growing interest in using AI for highly structured tasks, such as analyzing legal documents where users are finding that specialized modes, like ChatGPT's thinking function or Google's notebook LM, provide better results than general conversation. Finally, regarding creative and writing use cases across the other subreddits, the trend is toward workflow assistance rather than pure generation. Authors are building platforms to manage story progression and collaboration using AI tools, while art communities continue to showcase the incredible range of images, from epic castles to unique character portraits. Overall, whether you're dealing with corporate logistics, legal texts, or novel writing, the theme across the board is that AI is becoming less about generating a single output, and more about managing, connecting, and automating complex human workflows.